hinc lucem et popula sacra. From here we receive light and sacred draughts. Such was the tenor of the opening act in this new life. Imagination slept, and yet not utterly. I could not print ground where the grass had yielded to the steps of generations of illustrious men unmoved. I could not always lightly pass through the same gateways, sleep where they had slept, wake where they waked, range that enclosure old, that garden of great intellects undisturbed. Place also by the side of this dark sense of nobler feeling, that those spiritual men, even the great Newton's own ethereal self, seemed humbled in these precincts, thence to be the more beloved, invested here with tasks of life's plain business as a daily garb, dictators at the plough, a change that left all genuine admiration unimpaired. We all were dwelling together in that beautiful setting, but on the knife edge of history. And friendships made then, thoughts explored, hopes cherished, dreams dreamed, have stayed with me the rest of my life. This organ deserves to be styled the starting point of life, and the sun of our microcosm, just as much as the sun deserves to be styled the heart of the world. For it is by the heart's vigorous beat that the blood is moved, perfected, activated, and protected from injury and coagulation. The heart is the tutelary deity of the body, the basis of life, the source of all things, carrying out its function of nourishing, warming, and activating the body as a whole. But no pursuit at Cambridge was followed with nearly so much eagerness or gave me so much pleasure as collecting beetles. I will give proof of my zeal. One day, on tearing off some old bark, I saw two rare beetles and seized one in each hand. Then I saw a third, a new kind, which I could not bear to lose, so I popped the one which I held in my right hand into my mouth. Alas, it ejected some intensely acrid fluid which burnt my tongue, so that I was forced to spit the beetle out, which was lost, as well as the third one. Precedents are treated by powerful minds as fetters with which to bind down the weak, as reasons with which to mystify the moderately informed, and as reeds which they themselves fearlessly break through whenever new combinations and difficult emergencies demand their highest efforts. So much the rather thou celestial light shine inward, and the mind through all her powers irradiate. There plant eyes, all mist from thence purge and disperse, that I may see and tell of things invisible to mortal sight. I keep the subject of my inquiry constantly before me, and wait till the first dawning opens gradually, by little and little, into a full and clear light. But still their forms appear in the golden mists of dawn, and almost I catch their voices through talk of younger generations, heard under the same chapel walls and the same chestnut groves, on the same great lawns, under the same stars reflected in the same sluggish yet lovely stream that will hear perhaps for centuries yet the same voices at the same budding time of youth.